Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Now that the environmentalists were successful in closing down the Pacific Lumber Company and the 1,600 jobs with them, who is to blame for the recent flooding we had in Humboldt County? Freshwater Creek flooded this past weekend, and it also flooded a couple months back. I haven't heard about any upcoming meetings by the Friends of Freshwater, so I was just wondering who is to blame for these floods. Elk River flooded, and I didn't see any of the familiar faces on the local news ranting and raving about how logging is destroying the value of their property. I know, logging has been occurring in these two watersheds for 150 plus years, but it was big news every time it flooded when the largest private employer in Humboldt County was actively logging. The Pacific Lumber Company donated millions of dollars to send young adults to college. They were involved in sponsoring almost every community event on the North Coast. They were not only responsible for the 1,600 jobs in their company, they supported local businesses almost exclusively, creating thousands of more jobs in Humboldt County. Heck, our local government doesn't support local businesses near as much as the Pacific Lumber Company did, and these entities rely on local businesses to pay the taxes that keep them employed. I see trucks not only from other counties, but other states delivering goods to our public entities. I, for one, wish the Pacific Lumber Company were still in business. It would have been financially beneficial to Humboldt County if the Freshwater and Elk River residents would have failed in their campaign to destroy the Pacific Lumber Company. These residents got behind the environmental organizations that sued every single harvest plan PL submitted. The legal cost alone eliminated any profit the company could make logging. I would get sick to my stomach listening to some of these residents talk about how the company was raping the woods. It didn't matter to these individuals that the Pacific Lumber Company was certified as being a sustained yield company. This certification came from a third party, and by operating under a sustained yield forest management policy, the company could have stayed in business forever. Unfortunately, some of the more vocal residents were given money and even property in their court cases against PL. The trees that PL planted the last year they were in business are 20 foot tall today. The soils are stable and the vegetation is really growing fast. With all these indisputable facts and considering we are hovering around normal rainfall for the season, I for the life of me can't figure out why there have been two floods this year. My supervisor is Mark Lovelace, and he was right in the middle of the PL controversy, so I'm publicly asking him to roll up his sleeves and make this flooding stop. It's not fair that I live next to a creek and have to put up with this inconvenience. Please, Mark, help your constituents out here in Freshwater. It's a complete mystery as to why we've had two floods this season. Maybe you could use the Headwaters Fund to give every property owner on Freshwater Creek and Elk River $100,000. Everyone that didn't get anything from PL court cases, that is. We could use that money to build retaining walls or to take legal action against the responsible party that is causing the creek to flood. The big question is, who is causing the floods? Mother Nature? God? That might be a hard one to litigate. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.